This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You may be able to save some money on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards if the Fed does as expected today. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Federal Reserve is set to do something it has not done in more than 4 years. At its most anticipated meeting in years, the Fed is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate, which is at a 23-year high. With inflation all but defeated, Chair Jerome Powell said last month,
"The time has come for policy to adjust."
And the main question today,
whether we get a rate cut of 1/4 or 0.5%.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it may not matter much, because once rates start coming down,
they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months,
giving borrowers relief on things like home and auto loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, Sean Diddy Combs will appeal a judge's decision that keeps him in jail without bail while he awaits trial on sex trafficking charges. He pleaded not guilty yesterday in federal court in New York. Overseas now, the latest on those pagers that Hezbollah uses that exploded yesterday with deadly results. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah exploded near simultaneously on Tuesday in Lebanon and Syria, killing at least 12 people, including 2 children, and wounding nearly 3,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blamed Israel for what appears to be a sophisticated remote attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Back here at home, you can now renew your passport online instead of mailing in the application, which often causes delays. The State Department says its online system is now fully operational. It's the company that revolutionized food storage decades ago. Now, Tupperware Brands has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is AP News. Now to a possible strike that could affect you. Thousands of dock workers are threatening to strike.
Longshoremen along the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts are threatening to walk off the job October 1st in an effort to stop the automation of their jobs. A strike would shut down ports that handle about half the nation's cargo from ships. Dock workers are demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container movements that are used in loading and the loading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. If a strike lasted only a few weeks, consumers probably wouldn't notice any major shortages of retail goods. But after more than a month, a strike would likely cause a shortage of some consumer products. Most holiday retail goods have already arrived from overseas. I'm Donna Warder.
Gas is up a little to $3.21 a gallon this morning, up a penny since yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.